Located in Niagara County, 18 Mile Creek flows north for about 15 miles and into Lake Ontario. The watershed's been tested for contaminants by the State Department of Environmental Conservation since the late 1980s. The EPA took over testing of the site in 2011. Public Affairs Officer with the agency, Michael Basile, says the creek's been placed on the national priority list, which means more time and resources can be allocated for the site.
At our meeting on June the 5th, we explained to the residents that were there, about 75, that we would be coming back to them with our proposed plan for the first part of the cleanup, probably this summer.
Resident Shirley Nichols says she's been hearing about cleanup plans for the creek for years. On a hot and humid summer day, Nichols takes me to a footpath near the creek to see what residents have been dealing with. She points out the obvious rotten egg smell coming from the watershed.
You didn't smell. Ooh, it's greenish.
Part of the problem is that the remains of the former Flint Coat plant still hang over the creek. The dilapidated building originally dates from the 19th century, and before it closed its doors in 1971, was used to manufacture paper and asphalt products. 26-year-old resident Kate Fitzsimmons grew up living across the street from the site. She says water and soil testing revealed a long list of toxins that include PCBs, asbestos, lead, mercury, and pesticides.
I knew that there was stuff in it just because of how many fires we had when I was little. I remember, like, almost every single summer we had some kind of fire that happened next door. I just knew that there had to be something in there that was causing it to be so flammable, especially since it's all brick.
Fitzsimmons says her family feels like they're stuck in Lower Lockport. No one in the area can sell their house because of the contaminated creek.
When I was younger, I always said I wanted to live here because this is the house I grew up in. But if I wanted to move my parents out and I wanted to move myself, I would have to make sure that the house is condemned in order to make sure that I don't have to pay for it anymore.
Fitzsimmons says she suffers from asthma and now wonders whether the creek might have something to do with it. Professor at SUNY Environmental Science and Forestry, John Hassett, no relation, says human health is the number one reason to clean up contaminated watersheds as soon as possible.
A source like 18 Mile Creek is a contaminant source to Lake Ontario, and so it would wind up contaminating the lake-wide environment. Something like PCBs, when they're going into a lake like Lake Ontario, some of it goes to the sediments and remains there, and some of it accumulates in the fish that are in the lake. And continuing sources like 18 Mile Creek are why we have continuing fish advisories for don't eat the fish or eat limited amounts of fish from the lakes.
Recent flooding added a sense of urgency to the debate over cleanup as area residents had to deal with the toxic water seeping into their basements. Basile says the Flint Coat building will be investigated, but the company was only one of many that were based along the waterway over the years.
Many of the former industrial facilities that we're looking at are no longer in business. Some are in business, and we're also looking at municipalities in the county as well. They do an awful lot, and they have provided us with a lot of great information. But at the same time, we have to try to identify polluters, knowing that if we can identify who polluted the creek, they can help us defray the cost of cleanup.
Now lawmakers have chimed in, urging the EPA to permanently relocate the residents. Senator Charles Schumer says that would be the cheapest option. It's around $250,000 to buy out all six families. Basile says that is a possibility, but they did consider another plan.
We are contemplating putting down a protective barrier on those properties, which could cost the government about $1.2 million.
Resident Shirley Nichols doesn't think capping the creek is going to fix the problem.
All they're going to do is take out a little bit and put some soil on it, and that's only going to last about 3 years. Now, they've taken out some of the pollution, got rid of that, but now they've got more pollution they got to get rid of, so that doubles the hazard. They don't want all that much to get the heck out of there. Buy them out, get them out, and every family but one have children down there.
The EPA's Michael Basile says they're still taking public comment before they decide on a course of action. He estimates that it's going to take at least 5 to 10 years to complete just the first three phases of cleanup.
When you look at the fact that industry, municipalities, and even the public could have contaminated this water over the years and into last century, it's not going to be cleaned up overnight.
City of Lockport Mayor Mike Tucker was contacted for comment on 18 Mile Creek, but was in Albany lobbying for flood relief funds and unavailable. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.